أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم اتخذ مما يخلق بنات وأصفاكم بالبنين وإذا بشر أحدهم بما ضرب للرحمن مثلا ظل وجهه مسودا وهو كظيم. The last ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُّبِينٌ. Certainly man is openly ungrateful, evidently ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some examples of man's ungratefulness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The greatest wrong that man could do to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and not that Allah Rabbul Izzat is harmed by whatever we do or affected by whatever we do, but that is that man has attributed offsprings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and insofar as the Quraysh of Makkah were concerned, they began to say that the malaika, the angels, are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They themselves did not want daughters. They themselves buried their daughters alive. For them, it was a form of disgrace, humiliation, when daughters were born to them. And they would attribute this to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discusses this and other acts of ungratefulness to Allah. أَمِتَّخَذَ مِمَّا يَخْلُقُ بَنَاتٍ وَأَصْفَاكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ. That do they attribute from that which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala created Himself, daughters. وَأَصْفَاكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has chosen for you sons. You have sons and you are proud about it, but you have attributed daughters to Allah. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِمَا ضَرَبَ لِلرَّحْمَنِ مَثَلًا. Now, when the glad tidings of a daughter was given to one of them, then ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدَّ وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Then his face will become all gloomy and he will be choking in sorrow, that I have a daughter, a form of humiliation, but yet he had no hesitation in attributing that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. أَوَ مَنْ يُنَشَّأُ فِي الْحِلْيَةِ وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a quality of young girls, that these young girls, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are grown up, they are reared in ornaments, that we will find that ladies, sisters will generally be inclined towards wearing jewelry, etc. And there is no doubt in the fact that it is permissible for them to do so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that that is the kind of offspring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have. It is a form of weakness that a person has attachments to this material world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have such offspring. وَهُوَ فِي الْخِصَامِ غَيْرُ مُبِينٍ. And generally we will find that in arguments, a woman is never able to put her facts forward. She is unable to express herself. She is unable to put through her arguments. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that as being a form of weakness. Now this is not every woman, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in general. So how is it possible that Allah Rabbul Izzat have such offspring that is attached to this material world, unable to put forth the arguments, forms of weakness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about? So that is never possible that Allah will take and Allah will have such offspring. وَجَعَلُوا الْمَلَائِكَةَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَاثًا. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to this point and Allah says that they have made the malaika, whom are in reality are the servants of Allah. They are the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They do not disobey Allah. They fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, how is it possible that they have made them female? They have made them feminine. أَشَهِدُوا خَلْقَهُمْ. One possibility would have been that nobody sees malaika. So possibly when Allah created them, were these polytheists of Makkah, these Quraysh of Makkah, were they present at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them? Satuktabu shahadatuhum wa yus'alun. Allah says, we will write down the shahadat, we will write down the evidence that they are giving, and they will be questioned in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah deals with that one aspect, that this is how ungrateful man has become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, the attribution of offspring, and then over and above that, female offspring, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions them about the knowledge that the angels are females. The next is, وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَانُ مَا عَبَدَنَاهُمْ. They used to worship all the different forms of gods, idols, etc. And then on top of that, they used to say that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired, then we should have not worshipped them. So to say, putting the blame on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or alternatively, they are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is okay with it, Allah is fine with it, that they worship. If Allah ta'ala didn't want them to worship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have stopped them. But the truth and the reality is this, that Allah has given us aqal, Allah has given us intelligence, and hence it is for us to understand and realize that it does not make sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has partners. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how ungrateful they are to Allah, that they worship and they ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship other than Allah, and then they say that it was the desire of Allah. مَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. They do not have any knowledge with regards to this. In whom illa yakhrusun. But whatever they do is all guesswork. Whatever they do is estimations. There is no accuracy in this belief of theirs. There is nothing to tell them that that belief is 100% accurate. Am atainahum kitaban min qablihi fahum bihi mustamsikun. Or is it that they have a kitab, a book, a revelation from Allah, which they hold strongly onto, and in this kitab it is written that they must worship these gods and these idols and these different forms of material things that they have made gods of? Is it something that has come documented from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When they are questioned about the authenticity of their worship, بَلْ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Then they say that we had found our forefathers on this way of life, worshipping these idols, and that is the only reason why they do so. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And we have been guided in the footsteps of our forefathers, so because they worshipped, we worshipped. Now again, the very important aspect is this, that in Islam, we have very great reverence for our parents, our grandparents, our forefathers, etc. But provided they are showing us the right way of life, they are showing us the way of life that is according to the commandments of Allah and the sunnah and the tariqah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ فِي قَرْيَةٍ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ. And similarly, we have not sent before you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in any region, in any village, any warner, that is any prophet, had not come down to his people, إِلَّا قَالَ مُتْرَفُوهَا. But the affluent amongst the people used to say, إِنَّا وَجَدَنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ. Certainly, we are on the way of life of our forefathers. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُقَتَدُونَ. And certainly, we will follow our forefathers. In other words, that is proof and evidence enough for us to do the wrong that we are doing. The Anbiya used to come down, advise them, call them towards Allah, but yet they remain firm on the wrongs of the forefathers. قَالَ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Nabi of Allah in the past, and all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam would say, أَوَلُوْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِأَهْدَىٰ مِمَّا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَكُمْ. That even though we have brought to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a way of life that is more guiding, a way of life that is better than what you had found your forefathers upon. In other words, This what we have brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far more superior. It is more guiding and it will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالُوا إِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. The response of the communities and the people was simple, that we disbelieve in whatever you have brought. فَانْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we took retribution from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter had destroyed these nations. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then see what is the end result of those who denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that perhaps we ourselves have never attributed any offspring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in many, many ways a person makes kufr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that we do not ascribe partners to Allah like they had done, but we forget the qudrat, we forget the power and the might of Allah. And sometimes when we weigh the commandments of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in view of what our forefathers may have done, many of it may be right and correct, maybe according to Quran and sunnah, and some of it may be deviating from the Quran and sunnah, then it is for us to look at it in the light of the Quran and sunnah and accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept the sirat al-mustaqim, and leave those things that deviates us from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.